Good afternoon. Well, the Australian share market finished in negative territory today, falling by approximately 0.7%, with the ASX 200 falling to 5,722. It was the first time since Tuesday the market lost ground, and at one stage the market was almost in positive territory, and this seemed to be in response to a talk from Reserve Bank Deputy Governor Guy Debelle, who was trying his best to really talk down and hose down the expectations of higher interest rates this year. But that excitement certainly seemed to be quite short-lived, and the losses resumed in late in trade. But over the week, the market finished in a slightly worse position than where it started, and you can certainly expect this choppy trade to continue probably for the next couple of weeks as we kick off the reporting season in August. But today and over the week, some of the focus was on the banks. They all fell back today, but on Wednesday and Thursday, the majors rose on average 5.5%. Had a lot to do with the banking regulator APRA, which announced some new rules which weren't perhaps quite as severe as some had feared. Mining stocks remained under pressure this afternoon. A mix of weaker commodity prices and some continued disappointing updates from the likes of BHP Rio and South32 this week. One of the best today was Myer, which actually rose about 2%. But of course, this has to be put into context, because it fell almost 10% yesterday, hit a record low, has halved in value this year, and does expect a weaker profits over 2017 as well. Broker upgrades this morning certainly helped companies like ALS, which is a group that does testing work for mining companies, also Mantra, which is a hotel operator, and REA, which owns and operates property search website realestate.com.au. And we had a speech by the Reserve Bank Deputy Governor Guy Debelle. This was looked at quite keenly today, because there's been a lot of talk of higher interest rates this week. The Aussie dollar has hit two-year highs in recent days, and we also had some strong jobs numbers yesterday as well. But Guy Debelle certainly hosed down this speculation. He said that just because other countries are raising rates, it doesn't mean that Australia has to do the same. So tonight, we've got General Electric, Colgate, Moody's releasing their results. Next week, all eyes on inflation, with that result coming up on Wednesday, and the Aussie dollar's at 79.1.